Well, you know, it depends on the ministry that you're doing, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, if you're working with children, youth, or the vulnerable society, then a criminal record check is usually standard practice for any church.
Yeah.
Other ministries, like, say, maybe custodial or, you know, small group, being a greeter, may not necessarily need that, but, you know, it's not a bad idea anyways. But if in doubt, ask your church what their standard practice is. Like, you know, if in doubt, you can also ask your local police station if the ministry you're planning on serving it actually needs something more than you just saying, hey, I'm interested.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some talent or ability, because, you know, I mean, like, think about, you know, things
that doesn't
like,
hurt.
It doesn't hurt. You know, think about things like worship team, you know, you need to actually, like, I know our church, we have auditions, right? And, you know, it just helps us as a church. I mean, like, not that anybody's necessarily going to fail an audition, okay? But what we're talking about here is somebody who at least knows how to, like, maybe blend as a team.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. Because, let's face it, a person may be, like, super talented, but they don't know how to work as a team.
Very true.
You know, so there's a lot of things that go into things like that. So, I mean, like, yes, there's desire. Proper motives are, of course, the first thing that we need to look at as to whether or not, you know, why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are we there to help others, you know, while we're serving God? But level of involvement is going to determine if there is more than what, you know, is needed. I mean, like, if you're a greeter, if you're a parking attendant, you know, just it really depends on the position.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I think that it's hugely reliant even on talent. Like, I know that, maybe it sounds wrong, like, there's definitely a place for everyone to serve. But if you know that, like, maybe you're fantastic at working camera stuff, or you're have the, you know, ability to be trained in that, then do that. But, like, let's take the example of a greeter. If you're an introvert, maybe it's a good growing experience, but, you know, it doesn't hurt to maybe go towards things that you are naturally gifted in, you know?
Yeah.
I like how you went super practical, by the way, at the very beginning. They're like asking about, like, oh, you know, other than, like, you know, having a heart to serve. And you're like, well, you need your reference check and you need.
Well, I mean, like, let's face it, because a lot of churches, you know, in the past, they haven't done this well.
Yeah.
You know, and it's gotten them into hot water.
That's true.
You know, so, I mean, like, this is why we need to be responsible as churches. You know, we do the right thing to make sure that, you know, we're protecting those who might be vulnerable within our own walls as a church.
Yeah, very true. Hey, if I come in to audition, like, do I get some, even though I'm not a singer, maybe I can just get, like, the green light because I got Pastor Andrew friendship, you know? Maybe?
We'll talk about it.
Oh, okay.
I know you play keyboard, so, you know.
Well, you know, I dabble.
We could set up two baby grand pianos on stage and just, like,
maybe I can bring my keytar.